now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, the last Tuesday in June, June 30th, as a matter of fact, and many of us are saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. But going into July, it's just not looking all that crazy yet, but just practice patience, be kind. That's all we can ask. People are making choices. It's recommended to wear masks. Most times I do when I'm in any kind of situation where I'm around people. And if I'm out walking my dogs in the streets, probably not, or at the park, not when I'm not around people. But again, you know, there might be reasons. They have family, other people that might they come in contact with. And those of us that, you know, don't, obviously, you have your reasons too. And so therefore, just be kind. That's what Prescott Valley is all about. Governor came out with a new order yesterday. A lot of legalese in it, but for the most part, prohibiting mass gatherings statewide, even if appropriate physical distancing is possible, in organized events. With that being said, we've had to, unfortunately, cancel our Prescott Valley Days, activities for July the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's no carnival, and that's because we can't guarantee that the physical distancing will happen. And then also, they've also rescinded any special event liquor licenses, which is a big part of that event. So we're trying to reschedule it. We're still looking for perhaps October. So everybody keep your fingers crossed. We had a great partnership with Arizona's Hometown Radio Group to start our Rhythm and Brews, and just keep positive thoughts and stay safe and stay healthy. My first guest will be Councilwoman Laurie Hunt, and we'll talk more about what the changes are and how it affects our 4th of July and what's going on in this wonderful community we call Prescott Valley. So thank you for joining us. We're going to take a short break, and we come back more here. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com, and even streaming live to California. Hello, sister.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
My fellow Americans, Bill Cunningham, the great American. Are you a great American? If not, you can be. If you catch my show every Sunday night, you need a voice to stick up for conservatism. Well, I'm your man. We talk about the serious issues impacting great Americans like you. Catch me live every Sunday night right here on this great radio station.
Sunday nights with Bill Cunningham live from 8 to 11 right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My first guest is Councilwoman Lori Hunt. Welcome. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Hey, good things going on in the town, and I got to tell you, I am one of those that just jumped up and down for joy when I got the notice that you would be doing the road work on Florentine.
Yes.
I am I'm advocate for business, and that is going to make such a difference for our businesses along that roadway between Navajo and Grizzly Bear.
Right.
Happy day. Thank you.
Right. So what Marnie's talking about, and thanks for bringing that up, is that we're doing road resurfacing, utilities, stormwater, and most importantly, a sidewalk
yes.
on the north side of Florentine between Navajo and Grizzly Bear. At this point, it's just scope and studying, but that's a major first step because
right.
then we're going to know exactly how much money we have to raise to put into it, and that will be an endeavor that we work on. I think some of it will probably qualify for grant-type money,
mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a big shot in the arm for not only businesses but also the residents in that area.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's so narrow.
Yeah, and probably so raise some property values out in that area, too, so I'm super excited.
Excellent, excellent. Well, good job. Keep those kinds of projects going. Beautifying our community.
We will.
So when I opened the show, I was talking a little bit about the changes that we are having to be made due to the governor's latest executive order, 2020-43. I have it memorized because I've been referring to it so much in the past 24 hours since he released it on how it affects us and our activities and events. And one of the things we were looking forward to on Saturday was our 4th of July.
Yeah.
But let's make everybody aware that we are not canceling fireworks.
Right. And since you and I both of our glasses are always half full.
Yes.
Let me say that the fireworks display that Prescott Valley will put on Saturday is the largest in northern Arizona.
Woohoo!
So we're really excited. We're not going to have the events that we had planned at Mountain Valley. However, Mountain Valley and all of our parks in the community will be open. And the fireworks show will be planned probably about 8:30-ish when it gets dark.
Yeah, they're usually between 8:30 and 9 o'clock yeah. is when we've been out there in the past and they shut the lights down. It's
right.
got to be really dark.
Right.
See those beautiful lights and things in the sky.
So you can go to Mountain Valley, see it. There's going to be a little bit of a ground show, mostly an air show, so it'll be really exciting. My husband and I are probably going to park over by the town center, you know, library,
mm-hmm.
sit on the grass out there. There's some beautiful flags out there, so some great photo ops. So I think that's what we're going to do. When you do go out, masks are highly encouraged.
That's what we've been talking about,
so,
yes.
Yeah, wash your hands a ton, and it is going to be to music. I don't have the radio station yet, but it will be to music, the fireworks. So check Facebook, check the PVAZ town website. Chamber will probably have it too. So.
We've been posting it. I think all the town Facebook page, our Facebook page, we're all sharing it and letting everybody know. Actually, you know, the park is going to be open, but the concessions will not be there. The inflatables and the music won't be the live band and dancing. And that's all about keeping those gatherings, you know. But you can still bring your family and come out and have a good time and enjoy it. And pretty much you can see the fireworks from everywhere in Prescott Valley except my house, which I have to drive down to the corner block, and then I can see them.
Right. So about 60% of you mm-hmm. can tune in on the radio and see it at home. About 60% of the town should be able to see it at home.
Right.
So
I've been talking to some friends, and they've been talking about maybe, you know, kind of going out, hiking up Glassford Hill Summit
Ooh,
Trail a little
blast.
Bit and kind of seeing it straight across.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounded pretty
yeah.
cool, too.
But I challenge everybody, and I know you're in this, too, but I challenge everybody to stop and get some food, have a picnic, get some chairs. You can park anywhere in town, shop local, you know.
pick some dinner up from someplace.
Right.
All of our restaurants, and again, part of that order we'll talk about, and I'll refer back a little bit, as bars were closed. But restaurants are all still open and still serving, and most of them are continuing takeout.
And so the awesome thing is, I was at Colt Grill today, and we ate on the patio.
Yes.
So you can always do that.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. You know, I mean, have an early dinner and then go watch the fireworks. But again, I've had several comments on Facebook. Are you still having fireworks? And yes, we are. So please pass that word.
We're not just having fireworks. We're having the largest show in Northern Arizona.
Yes. We love that. It's a beautiful show. So again, that's what's going on the 4th of July. What else is happening?
So I wanted to talk a little bit about Party on the Porch, or POP. Where neighbors become friends. So you may have received a door hanger on your door. One side is Party on the Porch. The other side is Please Don't Forget to Fill Out the Census. Everybody counts. So Party on the Porch is a party the whole month of July, and it qualifies for social distancing because it's just you and your neighbors.
Right.
Having a party, barbecuing, walking together, you know, doing church together, maybe, because everything's online now, inviting the police chief or myself or any other council members out to have a chat, you know, do some competitive games, whatever, bring a band, close the block, you know, the whole month of July. So go to pvaz.net, and we have a toolkit on there for Party on the Porch, and you can learn more about how neighbors become friends in Prescott Valley.
You know, and that's so true, because sometimes some of us at work are, you know, gone in the morning and don't get home at night, and you're busy on the weekends. And I have to say, one of the things to stay at home, or this kind of stay home, stay safe, has made me stay home and meet all my neighbors, because I'm out walking the dogs, and we're planning on living on a little cul-de-sac, of course, where I can't see fireworks from my house, but I won't quit whining about that. Anyway, we have this cute, nice little cul-de-sac. We have this brand new gentleman moving across the street, and we're all going to have like a little barbecue and bring out the corn toss and have one of those events that are being recommended. So again, on the Facebook page, you're also posting ideas and thoughts, like maybe a little sprucing up your neighborhood.
Right.
Everybody pitching in together. So
plant some flowers, pick up trash.
Yeah. Great idea. Great idea. So what, I mean, Councilwoman Hunt, Lori, we have a ton of stuff going on.
Right.
Ton of stuff. And it's all up and down and everything. But one of the things we do have and haven't forgotten, we've got an election coming up.
Right. We do.
And, you know, there's several big item on the ballot, and let's talk about that for a little bit, because it's very important.
So one of the most important big items on the ballot is home rule, and that's Proposition 448. And what that means is Arizona cities and towns are required to set a budget, an expenditure limit, every year. We just automatically do it. And every 4 years, we have to put home rule on the ballot. And what that says is that please, residents, approve the amount of money we have. Doesn't mean we're raising any kind of taxes or anything. It's just the amount of money we have. Can we spend this amount of money to keep the town running? And so that's a yes vote. If it doesn't pass, we automatically get our budget cut by 37%. And so that means no more fun fireworks, no more movies in the park, you know, the pool closes, we lay off staff, including police officers. So you have to vote yes on Proposition 448. It does not cost you a penny.
Right, right.
It's just a law that we have to do every 4 years.
Well, it allows the towns to set their own budget instead of going with the state determining what you're going to need, and basically sometimes they don't always get it right, so I'm all for that.
Right.
And we've been, that's every 4 years, and the Chamber of Commerce has come out in support of it every year. We've got a ballot argument in favor of it too, so just to know that we follow that very closely.
Right. And the school has a similar item on the November ballot to be able to keep spending on their, or no, to add money to their budget.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called an override for them. And what that would do is, I think it's 12 counselors that we'd be able to hire. And right now we have like two for the whole district.
I know, it's crazy.
So it's so important, especially when the kids that are coming back after COVID, who knows what they've seen or heard or been through when they've been home. And so when they do get to go back to school, we need to have those counselors on board.
So, Lori, one of the things what we talk about is, you know, the restrictions of with executive orders, the governor, the community. But what we do have is open space and places to go. And wouldn't you recommend and say that Prescott Valley is the place to live if you're going to have to kind of hunker down and not go out outside the community? We got tons to do.
Right.
Our parks.
Right. It's absolutely beautiful. We have some great restaurants and stores, like you said. Wear your masks. Keep shopping. Shop local. We live on sales tax. You don't pay a property tax in Prescott Valley. It's so important.
Well, and it's also those stores are keeping our people employed.
Right.
You know, this eventually too shall pass. That's what I keep saying. And it's, you know, taking longer than I would have hoped. But it's important that we still come out this on the other end. Okay, it's going to take a while to recover economically, but if you continue to support your local economy now, it's going to be less difficult at the
right.
time.
And keep buying gas when you can, when you need it, because honestly, you're going to kill me, but prices need to stay where they are, a little bit higher when, you know, some of it was down to $1.20 a gallon, because that resulted in us getting over $700 million statewide slashed out of the transportation budget for the next 3 years. And that will impact the widening of Highway 17. So, because a lot of that money was what we call HERF money, and that comes from gas tax, and gas mm-hmm. tax was so woefully low. So, keep buying gas too, please.
Support your local economy. What we're saying is shop local, support local, stay local.
Hike local.
Hike local. It's Prescott Valley Together. Thank you so much for joining us. Councilman Lori Hunt, also running for re-election for the council. We appreciate you being on the show and sharing all these good things going on, because if there's anybody as positive as I am, it's you.
Thank you.
All right, short break, and when we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've move to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now, Raquel Gardner. She's the Deputy Director of Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Hi, Raquel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So how are animals doing?
You know, they're doing great. It's spring or early summer already, I guess, and they're dealing with a little bit of heat now and then, but they're doing really good.
Right. Well, I saw a Facebook post. Shosh was pictures of him as a cub, and then now?
Yeah, he's
how old is he?
26. He's one of our oldest animals at
wow.
the zoo. We have, I think, one other Gila monster that might beat him in age that's been around, I think, almost 30. So,
right.
But, yeah, we have some guys that have stuck around for a while, so we're happy to have Shosh still at the zoo.
Oh, it's worth a trip to the zoo just to see Shosh and Gus, you know, I both of them. But
I like them both, too.
Yeah, so talk about what's going on in the zoo. I mean, I've been talking the zoo up as one of those places you can go and be outdoors, be socially distanced, follow all those, like, things to keep your life safe. And the zoo is one of the best places to go. Take the kids, spend the day, take a picnic lunch, go and just enjoy yourself.
Yes, we've been really excited to see a lot of people really coming out and supporting the zoo. And that's exactly right. Because we are open air, because people can maintain their distance, it's a great place to come out and take the kids and still feel safe. And actually, our visitation numbers just for admissions is up. But when you compare that to a lot of the things that we've had to cancel for spring and summer, you know, we're still playing a little bit of catch up. So we encourage people to come out and spend their time with us because it's a great way to support the zoo and it's a great way to get out and still mm-hmm. feel safe.
You need to go out.
Exactly.
You get out. You can kind of start getting people get depressed.
Yes.
And being
sunlight,
stuck.
Sunlight, the
yeah.
exercise, the
absolutely.
Animals, seeing them, you know, go
life.
About their daily business. Exactly. It's what I've been telling people, it's that little piece of normalcy that you still can go out and do.
Yes. I saw that you have Zoo by Moonlight on Saturday, July 4th.
Yes.
Now, is that still going to go on?
We are still having Zoo by Moonlight. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 9:30. In some parts of the zoo, you should be able to see some of the fireworks that I know are still going off, so we're excited to see that. It's a discounted rate. It's members come for $5 for the evening and non-members for $8, and we encourage people to come and pre-purchase tickets at the gift shop if they want to avoid lines and in any kind of crowds like that, and we can mm-hmm. get people in and out very quickly. Mm-hmm. But, yes, we're still having the event. And other events that we've had on our books, we're just kind of decreasing the amounts we would normally have.
The number of people being able
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Okay. So events like breakfast with the animals. We have breakfast with the tortoises coming up on July 11th. Breakfast with the mountain lion, Jade, one of our beautiful cats, on August
8th. That's one of the popular ones.
She is. She's always a hit. People love to see her come around. We talk about, you know, how she was once somebody's exotic pet and, you know, probably not the best thing to have in your home, but a great addition to the zoo that we've been able to have for quite a while. And then coming up in August, we also have breakfast with the eagles, which we had to cancel earlier on in the season, but we wanted to bring it back and offer it up because we have a brand new eagle exhibit and they're mm-hmm. always fun to see.
Yes. So normally how many people are able to attend the breakfast?
Normally it can vary by event, mostly because of the amount of space around okay. that exhibit. So usually it could anywhere vary between like 40 to 45 people.
Oh, I see.
And we've cut that down and are spacing things out more. So mm-hmm. it could be anywhere between 25 to 30. So,
oh, I see. And so that makes it all the more important to make your reservation.
Exactly. Exactly. So we can make reservations online or come into the gift shop. Either one's pretty easy to do, and it's a great way to secure your spot for that special event.
Mm-hmm. So get online and make the reservation. Do you have to pay at the time you make the reservation?
We encourage reservations ahead of time. We don't. We want to make sure we have enough food and know everybody who's going to be coming.
But you do prepay.
Yes, you can prepay.
A credit card or something like that.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely.
Okay.
And then we have we're going to bring back behind the scenes our photography tour. It's always very popular. We have a lot of amateur photographers out there, and this is their time to come in, go behind the scenes, and get, you know, those better shots that they normally wouldn't get. Like, they actually get to go inside with the eagles and get, you know.
Whoa.
That is cool. It is. It's really neat. And so we've been amazed. I mean, we have some outstanding photographers that come out and they share their pictures with us. And we use them all throughout our different advertising and marketing. So it's amazing what people come out and do. But that's going to be scheduled. One of them's for September 19th, and the regularly scheduled one was November 21st. So we definitely have openings for both of those.
They have to make a reservation ahead of time?
Yes, and make a reservation. Usually it's one of the big events that sell out very quickly because people want to come out. And we get people from all over the state that come.
Wow.
Because it's just an opportunity to get a little bit closer, remove some of the barriers, and they can get some amazing shots.
Now, is the park closed to the general public during that time?
It's usually earlier in the morning, so it'll start at 9 a.m., and the park doesn't open till 10.
Oh, okay.
So it's a special time to come out to the zoo a little bit earlier. We kept our normal winter hours. We're open daily right now, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and so when behind-the-scenes photo tour comes out, it'll be before the zoo even opens, so it's a special time to come out.
That's wonderful. Anything else that's going on that you've had to make changes for or recommending for people to come out to the zoo? I had a question. The eagle exhibit.
Yes.
Now, how did that come about?
We were really fortunate. We had a great Eagle Scout come out, and we've had several Eagle Scout projects in the past, and we actually got another request just recently. They want to come and do their Eagle Scout project at the zoo, and
wow.
It's outstanding because it's a great way for them to contribute to the community. They raise the funds. Them and their family members and friends come out and do a lot of the work. We give them what guidance we can and share with them what projects we need to have happen mm-hmm. the most. And they do some amazing work. The Eagle exhibit turned out beautiful and kind of exceeded our what we thought would happen. And it was really a wonderful time for them to come out and do a great project. That's so, going to last.
Right. Is it a big, like, atrium type of enclosure?
It's all open air. It's netted. It's
okay.
Chain linked on the sides, and then it's netted at the top. And because our eagles all have some kind of injury, you have to have an eagle that's non-releasable to have it in a sanctuary like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so we built stair steps within the eagle exhibit so they can get to some really nice heights. And they have great, I think, the greatest view of the lake that anybody does in the zoo. They have the best views. And it just turned out great. And the eagles just loved it. I thought they were going to be a little nervous getting that high and being able to maneuver. And they're loving it. They've loved it for almost a year now.
Wow. Tell us the eagles you have.
We have a bald eagle named Montana. And we have a golden eagle. Her name is Tika. And they're both just beautiful to see. So you do need a special license to have them because they have to be some kind of bird that is non-releasable. So they're not able to fly. They're not able to hunt for themselves.
Right, 'cause they're protected species.
They are a protected species. Mm-hmm. And so we're lucky to have both our girls. And Montana in particular, if you can ever walk around and just say, "Hey, Montana," she loves to talk. She's quite the talking bald eagle. And it's really kind of advantageous because she has had aspergillosis, which is a fungal kind of illness that happens in her throat. And we ask her to talk all the time because if it's nice and high-pitched, we know she's healthy and doing really well.
Uh-huh.
If it gets really gravelly and low, we're like, oh, something's going on. Time to check her out. And so it's a great way for us just to keep tabs on her.
That's amazing.
Who knew, right?
Who knew? No. But I imagine that's something that you do all the time is keep an eye on the animals because, you know, the health is so important and they can't tell you when they're not well.
I'm always really proud of our keepers because mm-hmm. one of the things that they have to have is really exceptional observation skills and they have to pay attention to the small details. Wild animals in general, no matter if they're native or exotic, their natural instinct is to hide whenever they're sick because they don't want to become prey to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to get very good at observing day to day and look for those slightly abnormal things that are off. And then, you know, keep an eye on those, because those will be the indicators if something's going wrong. And it could be anything. It could just be aspergillosis like that, a little fungal illness in your throat, or a limp, or, you know, maybe they're not eating as much as they normally do. All those are really good indicators, along with a bunch of others that help us to make sure we keep tabs and have nice, healthy animals.
Who knew?
I know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So, okay, let's recap. Zoo by moonlight, and that's always done when the full moon, right?
Done on the full moon. So we have it on July 4th, this coming Saturday.
Then, I mean, my goodness, fireworks. I'm thinking animals at night. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to come see the fireworks. And then our next Zoo by Moonlight is going to be August 3rd, September 1st, and then October 1st. So they're always a fun time to come out and see the animals at night, because it's always just a little bit different. I always like the wolves particularly, because they're always have heightened sense of what's going on and why are these people here.
Right. Oh, I have to take my friend Sandra there. She loves wolves. Okay, for more information and to sign up, register for the Breakfast with the Animals, Zoo by Moonlight, or the photography.
Yes, please visit our website. All the different events pages will tell you more information, and you can register online for most of the events.
And that website is?
HeritageParkZoo.org.
And your phone number?
Our phone number is 928-778-4242.
And Heritage Park Zoo is located off of Willow Creek Road, right across from Embry Riddle.
Right across from Embry Riddle.
If you haven't been there, make it a plan to come on out there. Perfect event and activity for the family.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's radio, so we couldn't bring a critter on, Mason. You would have loved to have seen. She brings the greatest critters, but
I was tempted.
Well, next time. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Raquel Gardner with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, Olson'sFamily.com, or Olson'sGrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The town of Chino Valley announces, in accordance with the executive order released yesterday by Governor Doug Ducey, the town aquatic center located at 1615 North Road 1 East will suspend operations effective immediately for the remainder of the swim season that was scheduled to run through August 9th. The pool opened June 12th with added maintenance and social distancing guidelines in place. Chino Valley Mayor Daryl Croft said this wasn't an easy decision to make. Our main concern is and continues to be the health and safety of our citizens, our staff, and the visitors who come and enjoy our pool from around the area. With the recent spike in cases, Governor Ducey's order, and the continued recommendations from the CDC, this decision is in the best interest of our town. Sunny, warm, and dry, chilling after bedtime tonight to a clear 53. Then a very breezy tomorrow with extreme fire danger and highs around 82 Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday, 90 Saturday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with a 20% chance for Thursday and Friday spot storms. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny, breezy 93 tomorrow and Thursday, 96 Friday, 100 for the 4th of July, with the same chance for Thursday and Friday rain and a breezy late-night low near 56. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Career politician Sheila Polk spent her career attacking Donald Trump. Now she's down in the polls, about to lose re-election and desperate. So Polk's telling complete lies about David Stringer. Polk is facing a lawsuit because of her lies about her political opponents. Here's the truth. David Stringer has never been convicted of a crime, ever. David Stringer was 100% cleared by the Bar Association and federal agencies decades ago. Paid for by conservatives for Stringer.
Waters Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me is my first guest, is Cindy Gardner. She is the director of Bright Paths and Prescott Hypnosis Center. Welcome, Cindy. How are you?
Thank you. Doing wonderfully.
And I see you're wearing your mask as you come in. So
yes,
you're, you know, you're doing those kinds of good things. And good for you. Good for you. We all got to take care of each other and be kind.
That's so true.
So tell us about your business.
Well, I'm a hypnotherapist and emotional intelligence development coach. And right now, especially, we are very, very needed because the stress levels in general have just escalated over the last few months between the COVID, between the rioting and all the total upheaval around literally the entire world, it's creating a lot of internal stress for people who normally don't have to deal with that much. And what we do, we have been talking about transitioning to online services. I have done partial online for years, and I've been so tempted to go fully online, and that's exactly what we've done with this COVID situation.
So you kind of, your client might Zoom in with you?
Yes, we use Zoom, and it just works wonderfully, and we have full private one-on-one sessions, and I also do offer some group work, too, and teach meditation, teach self-hypnosis, and we can do that in classes, in a class format on Zoom. So we're just here for those who really need stress management.
Well, we all do right now. You could have seen me this morning. After getting the governor's order, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to make, you know, my community continue to run with, you know, new rules and regulations, and I can understand. What I've seen is, for a lot of people, the not being able to go out, get out, engage in, is part of the problem.
It's huge. Know?
And some of us at work, my neighbor, she lives alone and she's retired, and her experience of this is entirely different than mine. Even though we're both bored to tears, we've run out of projects to do at home. But it helps to have somebody to talk to.
It does. And we do a lot more than just talk with you. I provide tools that you can use anytime, any place to manage your stress and control it, bring it down, and keep your balance in life. And these are specific tools that you can use.
So you're finding that the using the Zoom connection is effective as in-person meetings?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I actually really like it. It's broadened. I've worked with people in Canada and Europe, and it's just opened up the world to us. And it's very effective.
Do you make appointments as you would if you were going to schedule an in-person appointment?
Yes. In fact, we have couple of buttons on our website, which is www.brightpaths.com, and that is plural. And you can go on there and click on a button. It takes you right to our scheduling page. You can schedule a call with me, and we do discovery sessions, and we do all of our, which the discovery sessions are free, by the way. And they give you the opportunity to see if working with me is appropriate for your needs. And then you can also book your sessions and things online, too.
So you tell somebody that do the discovery meeting no matter what, because you would have the tools to be able to help them. And if you don't at that time, you'd say maybe this is, you know, maybe need something different.
Right. And if if it's not an appropriate match for whatever reason, I do referrals.
And how long are usually these sessions?
The discovery session runs 20 to 30 minutes. And basically we're just developing rapport and talking and finding out how I can help you. And if, like I said, it's appropriate for your needs to work with me. And then if we like everything that we're hearing from each other, then we just go right ahead and book a session. First sessions are typically 2 hours, because we're very, very detailed.
Wow. This has changed the world, but as you were saying in your case, it's almost made it better for you with,
it has.
You know, with the Zoom and doing that interaction and being able to connect with more people. So let's tell everybody your website.
It's www.brightpaths.com. Brighthpaths, BRIGHTPATHS.com. And our phone number is 800-278-0659.
Yes, well, it's great to have you on the show, Cindy, and I do have to share a little story. When we did your ribbon cutting and welcoming you to the Chamber of the Community, it was a snowy day.
It was.
And she wanted to go out and take the picture in the snow, so it was terrific. It was one of a kind. Great to have you.
Thank you.
I'm going to jump over here and talk to Megan Ottman. She's the owner of Granite Dells Storage and RV. And how's it going over there, Megan?
You know, it's going great. We've had a good season. You know, as you know, the Prescott area is booming. And we're in a good location for it. We're right in the Tri-City middle there off of Granite Dells Parkway.
Uh-huh.
And people are still moving. People are still buying and selling real estate, as you probably know. And are in some events, they have to change jobs. You know, when the college is shut down, we had a lot of clients come from there that needed to put belongings in storage very quickly to leave and go home. So far we've done really well, and I think the area was in need of some more storage capacity.
Right.
So it's been good so far.
So do you have space availability now?
Yes, we just finished building phase two of our plans. So we just brought on a couple hundred more units actually.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what size units do you have?
We have 10 by 10s, 10 by 15s, and 10 by 20s, and we're also doing RV storage. We have a nice, very nice lot. We get a lot of feedback on how great the aisles are, you know, very wide, very easy to pull in and out of. And we have a nice little community of RVers. They're great customers. We love our RVers.
Uh-huh.
And we do plan on adding covered RV storage, too, this year, which we've been asked a lot for.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, you know, I mean, you think when everything looks so dreary, people are still RVing, they're vacationing, they're buying, they're storing their stuff as they get their house in there. Things are still happening and moving. We got to look at that positive stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I think RVing is really even more in demand right now. People don't want to stay in hotels or they don't want to fly. I'm surprised at how busy that lot is. People are coming and going all the time.
How many RVs do you have space for?
We have space for 425.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Okay, where are you located? Give us the exact address. Somebody's going to come look for you.
Yes, we are right off of Granite Dells Parkway. Like I said, right in the middle of the Tri-Cities. It's a great, easy location right off the highway for people.
Right off of 89A and Granite Dells Parkway?
89, so we're between 89. Larry Caldwell and Glassford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're down there by like Tri-City Prep and FedEx and everything. So our address is 5430 Side Road. We're just minutes from the highway next to the brand new Dells subdivision.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to get my bearings on where you were at, but right off 89.
Kind of in the airport area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So do you have like a monthly plans, a yearly plans? How does that work?
Yeah, we make it really easy. People can just be month to month. We don't have a lot of requirements or move-in fees or anything. We try to keep things very simple. Although if you, most of our RVers end up staying, you know, want to be there the whole year. So we do offer 1 month free if you want to prepay 12 months any of our storage.
Uh-huh.
So we just try to make it really easy. It's a modern facility. We even have paving stone driveways in the storage facility. So it's really nice.
Any temperature controlled plans in your future?
We don't. We just don't find that you really need it with Prescott's weather.
Mm-hmm.
But the covered RV storage will have plug-ins probably for the RVs.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So how would somebody get a hold of you?
Yeah, so right now, especially with what's going on, you can rent online very easily at gdstorage.com.
That G and
Granite Dells.
Okay, GD.
Yeah, gdstorage.com. So you can do it all online. You don't even have to meet with us if you don't want to. All of our gates have your own individualized code access, so you can get that right online when you rent. So we make it really easy for our clients. You know, still people really want customer service, and we find they don't want to just necessarily use the website. So we can also assist you on phone, or we have a great guy at the office named Kevin, and he's been really good about taking people their paperwork outside if they would like that, so they don't have to come into the office if they're uncomfortable. But
Do you have 24-hour security or cameras?
We have cameras. Uh-huh. We have live feed going all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something that some people look for when they're in storage is make sure their stuff is safe.
Yes. It's all fenced, modern fencing, and with a modern gate that is closed all the time. Only customers that are storing there have a code to get in and out.
Right. How long have you been there?
We opened about a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been good.
Have you always worked in that particular area, or Bert's going to build a storage facility and help people?
Yeah, no, it's kind of in my family. My dad owns several facilities in town, so kind of bridged the gap there and knew. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we knew that the area just really needed some more.
Yeah.
Especially that location was so great, for highway access for the RVers.
We get a lot of requests for it, and a lot of people are asking for that information, especially for the RV parking.
Yeah,
because it's hard to find.
It is.
With the master plan communities, you're not allowed to have it in your, on your street for like 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, so those lots that are allowing RV storage are getting harder and harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
So, people are thrilled to find us. And we find that we even have clients coming from Phoenix where they don't want to store their RV in the heat, and they want to be closer to campgrounds in northern Arizona for the summer. So, yeah, we've just had clients from all over. And, it's really evident that Prescott's still a booming area.
Yes, it is. We will give you that.
Yeah.
So let's give everybody the website one more time, Megan.
Oh, okay, that's GD, like Granite Dells, GDStorage.com. And you can rent online or you can call us anytime. We are available by appointment at 928-800-8200.
And the website, email address is?
info@gdstorage.com.
Excellent. Well, Megan, I'm an owner. Welcome, Granite Dells RV.
Thank you for
storage.
Having us. The chamber's been great. We appreciate your helping
we
us.
We get the first call and said, we're moving there. Where can we go put our stuff?
Yeah, we've gotten calls already from you guys, so thank you for the support.
Well, we're happy to do it. Again, Cindy Gardner, again, thank you helping people through this difficult, difficult time. So if anyone's out there has been listening, give Cindy a call. Bright Paths and Prescott Hypnosis Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, it's time to close out June here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking the Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Summer is in full swing. Is your vehicle's air conditioning keeping up with the rising temperature? Hi, this is John Lonis, owner of AutoWorks and my shop dog, Whiskey. Get your car running in tip-top shape again before you get too hot under the collar. From strange noises to losing power and all types of other issues, AutoWorks can get you back on the road to summer fun. Get more info at AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com or call 775-3332. And remember,
you won't find jerks at AutoWorks.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Thank you for joining us today on this last day of June, coming up July, and a lot of things going on, a lot of things being canceled. So I recommend hooking up with Prescott Valley Chamber's Facebook page or our website, pvchamber.org, the town of Prescott Valley, if you're also pvaz.net, because information is being pushed out to everyone every single day, keeping you abreast of what's going on and all of the changes that are going on. And if there's anything we've learned recently, it's the only consistent thing is change. So there we go. And if it changes today, I will guarantee it should probably change tomorrow. So again, what won't change is fireworks on the 4th of July here in the town of Prescott Valley at Mountain Valley Park. So we invite everybody to enjoy time with your family, enjoy a great afternoon barbecue, family, friends, and then enjoy the wonderful fireworks show at 9 o'clock coming out of Mountain Valley Park. Have a great 2 weeks. We'll be back, in July.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.